Laman. Who has an egg that was that Rashi says the pachi means came out of the mother's stomach? Who has an egg that was born? That's what he wanted. So Yoivule, the balabos that sold it to him, gave him an egg. Yoivule beya the shchuta. He gave him an egg that came out of after shchita. It didn't come out of the mother by itself, but they shechted the hen, and inside they found an egg. He sold him such an egg. Now also the came with the Rebbe, the Rabbami. They came in front of Rabbami. Amalu Rabbami said, you should know, mekach toisu. This is a mekach tois. For hoda, you have to return the goods, return the egg, and get your money back. So Mara says, cheat, of course it's a mekach tois. That's not what you asked for. You asked for an egg that was born, and you give him an egg that was not born. So Gemara says, no, it's a chiddush here. Mal, the time I would have thought, hi liachila kaboilu. This person really only wanted the egg for the purpose of eating it. Fahai the koma the pachya. How come he said he wanted an egg that was born? If you only want to eat the egg, what's the difference if the egg was born or the egg was found in the mother's stomach? Mishum the tzriven, because an egg that's born is finished is much better. It tastes better. It's a finished egg. But really, you only want to eat it. So if that would have been the svar that you only want to eat it, I'll tell you then it's not called a mekach tois. But even though I gave you a bit egg, but this bit egg that was came out of the mother, that was found in the mother's stomach is also edible. So l'mayinafkimina, what should be the difference then? L'meis v'lei b'nei b'nei. You should have to pay him back the difference of price. Let's say you charged him 20 cents for the egg, because he asked for a good egg, and you gave him a bad egg that was came out of the mother, that came there, that was found in the mother's stomach. Maybe it's only worth 15 cents. So this extra nickel, you have to pay him back. That's all. Kamash b'lon, that's the chiddush. We don't say that svara. And we say that somebody that comes and asks for an egg, if he says he wants an egg that was born, the reason is because he wants to take this egg home and let it hatch and get a chicken from it. And therefore, if you sold him an egg that can't hatch, you sold him an egg that was found in the mother's stomach, such an egg cannot hatch, therefore it's called a mekach tois, and the halacha is that it's chayzer, you have to return the goods and get your money back. So tomorrow, another story, hahu di amaluhu beya de dichur laman. Somebody came into the city, and he said he wants to buy an egg that was fertile from a male. In other words, a female and a male, that's how they had this egg. Beya de dichur laman. Who has an egg that came from a zocher? In other words, the female, the mother, became fertile from a zocher. So this case was, yoivalei beya de safna, meyarya. The person gave him an egg that came from a hen that was not fertile from a zocher, but was rather fertile from the heat of the ground. If you rub it on the ground, you make the tanagurlish, you make the hen warm, that could also make it fertile to have eggs. And we'll soon see, such an egg cannot hatch. So Gemara says, Osla kaim the Rabbami, they came in front of Rabbami, Omalu, he told back, Mekach toisu v'hoder. It's a wrong sale, and you have a right to ask for your money back and give back the egg. Because you wanted an egg that was fertile from a zocher, from a male. And they gave you an egg that became fertile from the heat of the ground. So he says, the mekach tois. And Gemara says, cheat, of course it's a mekach tois. That's not what you asked for. You wanted an egg that could be hatched, and they didn't give you an egg that could be hatched. So Gemara says, no. Ma, the time I would have thought, hi, liachi lo kaboilo. Really, this person only wants the egg for the purpose of eating it. Fai, the koma, the dichra. So why did the person, Makut, why did he care so much that the egg was fertile from the zohar? Mishum de sheminan tvei, because such an egg is fatter, but it's a better egg. Lamainaf kimina, so what's the difference then? Really, you only want the egg to eat. So you asked for a better egg, and he gave you not such a good egg. So then I would have thought the nafkamina is, lemeis v'lei, b'nei b'nei, you have to pay him back the difference of price and money, that's all. But really, you got what you asked for. You got an egg that you could eat. Even though it's not so good as the other one, that's not called a mekach tois. A mekach tois has to be that I gave you something you did not ask for. But just if it's worth a little bit less or not, that's not called a mekach tois. Kamashbon, the chiddush is no. That when a person says he wants an egg that came from a zocher because he meant to raise the egg until it hatches and he wanted a chicken, and you gave him an egg that can't hatch, that's a mekach tois, that's not what he wanted. But Zbaita, Viboyisim, another Teretz I'll tell you, Mayim Yitzios and Igmura, what did the Bryce, the original Bryce, mean to say that when the egg comes out of the mother's stomach, that's when the egg is called finished? It meant to say, Imitziyosa Ruba Nigmura. As soon as the majority of the egg comes out of the mother's stomach, that's called a complete egg. It's called like it's born. What's the Chiddush? Ukad Rabbi Yechanan, like Rabbi Yechanan said. The Yomer Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan said like this. Beitza sheyotza ruba me'erav yomtif. If you have an egg that came out of the mother's stomach, the majority of it came out erav yomtif. Rave came out erav yomtif. But what happened was, v'chozra, But the egg then went back into the mother's stomach. And now it came out on Yontif. The law is Moteris Lachla B'Yontif. You're allowed to eat such an egg on Yontif. That's not called Noel on Yontif. It's considered no the mayor of Yontif. Because when Rove of the egg came out, that's called Nigmara. That if it went back and came out tomorrow, that's not called a new Leda. So that's the Chiddush of the Braisa. So when Rove comes out, it's called a good Leda. Vikadi Yama, someone said just the opposite. Maya Mitsuyasa Nigmara, what does the first Braisa mean to say that when it came out of the mother's stomach, it's finished? I tell you, it meant to say, Im Yitsiyas Kula Nigmara. When the whole egg comes out, that's when it's called finished. So the Diyak Im Yitsiyasa Kula In. When the whole egg comes out, that's when it's called the egg is finished. Avol Ruba, but if only a majority of the egg comes out, Loi, it's not called Negoj yet. Ula Afuke Med Rav Yechon. And it's just the opposite din of Rav Yechon according to this pshat. That even if Roiv of the egg came out on Erev Yomtif, and then it went back into mother's stomach, when it comes out now on Yomtif, it's also Tita's egg. Because now it's the first time it has a Shem Lady, it's called Buon now on Yomtif. Mor says Gufa. We learned before on top that Harshoich Hedesa Tanagirlis. If somebody shechs the Tanagirlis in hen, or Motzo Bobetzim Gemuras, and you find complete eggs, Mutaros Lyochlo Mcholov. You're allowed to eat such an egg with milk, such an egg is still called Parva. Since it's complete, even though it's in the mother's stomach, still you're allowed to eat such an egg with milk. Rabbi Yaakov says like this, Im Hoyim Uras Begidim. If these eggs were still attached with veins, it was still attached to the chicken inside with veins, Asuras, it's called like meat, and you're not allowed to eat it with milk. So Mara says, Man Tan Lahodaton Rabbonim. Who's the Tan of this Braisa? We learned like this, if somebody eats from a dead chicken, in other words, an oiftor, like a chicken, but minavela, it wasn't a geshochten, he didn't make a shchita, it died. That's called a nevela. Now the halacha of a nevela oiftor is like this. If you touch the nevela, it's not metamiyu. The mag of a mas, it's not metamiyu. It's only metamiyu, a chiddush, if you eat it. If you eat the kazayis of this nevela, then we say it's metamiyu and the begodim you're wearing. So here it says, if somebody eats from this dead chicken, min hashlil shobetim, if you eat from this bunch, the cluster of eggs in the mother's stomach, or else min hatzomas, you eat from the bones, or min agidim, eat from the veins of the chicken, or min habosa shenitlash min achai, or else you have a pulka that you pulled off the chicken when the chicken was alive, the locher is tor, that's not called a novela, it's not called boser, it's not metana. In other words, the locher, if you eat from a novela, oif tor, has to be eat from the meat of the chicken. But if you don't eat from the meat, just from the bones and from the veins, that's not called meat, you're tor. And the other Braisa says, if you eat the eggs that's attached to the mother's stomach, you're also tor. So the chura, it's a rye, it's not called basar, the chura is not like Rabbi Yaakov. Vaita, mina eshkol, let's shabetzen. Let's say eat, not just on the eggs itself, but even the place that's attached to the backbone, in other words, mamash part of the chicken, mina kurkivin, eat from this part of the intestines, or b'neimayin, the rest of the intestines, you take the fat of the chicken and you melt it down and swallow it, the locher is tummy. These are called part of the basar of the chicken, and that's called basar from the oif of nevela, and therefore you metame if you eat it. So where it says man tana, who's the tana that says min ashlul shabetzin? When you have these bunch of eggs that's still attached to the mother's stomach, we say tor, it's not called basar, it's called a parva, it's not called meat, that's what you eat your tor. Is Amar Rav Yosef? Rav Yosef says the like Rav Yaakov. This does not come out like Rav Yaakov. Could the ikur Rav Yaakov? Because if it goes according to Rav Yaakov, who Amar? He said, "Im hoya muras begidim." If the eggs were still attached with veins like this, shalil shalal shobetzim is asuras. You're not allowed to eat it with milk. So you see, it's called basar. So if it was called basar, why is the loch? If you eat it, you are tor. Since you're eating it from a dead chicken, you should be tameh. So this brayse does not go like Rav Yaakov. Omalai Abai, Abai said back, no. Mimai, what's your raya? Dilma, maybe Adkan lekom Rav Yaakov, maybe Rav Yaakov only said, Hosom, El Linyan Yisura. Negate to the Yisra, Bosa, Bechol of Lekrashi learns, the Rabbanu wa Machim here. Since it looks like Bosa, even though really it's not Bosa, the Rabbanu said, don't eat this with milk, because it looks like eating Bosa Bechol of. Avol Linyan Tumma, Bashen came with the Raisa, if you eat this part of the egg from a dead chicken, loy, Avad even Rav Yaakov is moed, it's not called basar, and therefore it's not matamiyu. Maybe you could tell me, true midi rice, it's not called basar. It's not metamiyu, but midi rabbanin, just like you're saying by basar b'cholov, it's also. It looks like basar b'cholov. Why didn't rabbanin say also, mishum tuma, it also looks like a part of the meat of the dead chicken, that it should be metamiyu? So Gemara answer, the klal is, afushe tumhu, you want to add to make more tuma in the world. The afushe tumhu midi rabbanin le'mafshinin. And with the Rabbanim, we never add more tumah than we have to. Like Rashi says, because we're afraid mishum hefse tyrus, we don't want the tyrus, the trumas and maizris, to become tummy if it doesn't have to be of the kachim. So therefore, the Rabbanim never add tumah where they don't have to. So therefore, since midiraisa, these eggs are not called basar, therefore it's not metama you've eaten from a dead chicken, the Rabbanim did not make it like basar. Mashenkin, not eat it with milk, that the Rabbanim said, don't eat it with milk, because it looks like basar. Vika the army, someone said like this, Man Tana, who's the Tana of the Sefer of this Braisa? That it says, Mine Eshkol Shebeitzim, that the Havaminer is this cluster of eggs, does not mean, like we said before, the backbone, the part of the chicken itself. It just means the eggs that's attached with the veins. So the Braisa says, that Tomei, if you eat these eggs, it's called a chelik of the nevela, it's called part of the meat, and you are Tomei. So Amar Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yaakov, the Chur, the Sefer of the Braisa, goes according to Rabbi Yaakov. The Yoma that it says, Imhoi Yemuras Begidim, if you have the eggs that are still attached with the veins to the chicken, is asuras, you're not allowed to eat these eggs with milk. Because these eggs are considered like basar. So the chur is good, why if you eat it now, it's metamiyu, because it's called like eight from the basar of the nevela. Oh, malay abai, abai, said back, no, mimai, what's the raya di eshko mahanech? To tell you beshko, what's the raya di braisa means these eggs that are just hanging and attached with the veins? Do me eshko gufa. Maybe it means if you eat a part of the chicken itself, like the part of the shedra, the backbone. If you eat part of the shedra, that's what's metame you. Vichitain, if you'll ask me the question, Eshko gufa maila meimri, if the braisa means you ate from the backbone itself, part of the chicken itself, that you ate from a dead chicken. It's metame you. If you ask the question, maila meimri, what's the chiddush? Pshita? Of course, it's mamish basar. So Gemara says, no, that's not a kasha. Midi diavi akurka v'no b'nei mayim. The same way the braisa has to say, if you eat from the intestines of the chicken, or from the stomach, also it's metamiyu. Why? The afagav, the basaninu, truly, it's like a basar. If I would have thought, kivon dikin shid layachta, there are some people don't eat this part of the meat, it's part of the chicken, I would think it's not called basar. It's rechashminin. Therefore, the price has to say, even though people don't eat it, but the maisa it's called basar, so if you do eat it from the dead chicken, it's metamiyu, it's metamiyu. Hochinam is the same thing I'll tell you here by this eshkol. Since some people don't eat the backbone of the chicken, it's rechleshminen. That's why the Braisa has to say, even if he's from the chicken itself, you should know it's metamiyu. It's called basar. The Chur of Shitu, it's called basar. The Torah says, no, since a lot of people don't eat it, I would have thought it's not real basar. It's not metamiyu. Kamash v'lon yes, it's still called basar. It's metamiyu. Yotan Rabbanim, we go to the Braisa like this. Any type of animals that have the tashmish, the male and female live together by daytime, we'll soon see it means like a hen and a chicken, is another v'yoyim. They give birth, the egg comes out at daytime. Anything that has tashmish, tomorrow we'll soon say it means the bat at nighttime, is another v'yoyim. It also gives birth only at nighttime. Like a person, he could have tashmish either by day or by night, by tamachachem or dark room, you could have it by daytime, is another bain b'yom or bain b'layla. Then the wife could give birth either by day or by night. Now it explains. Kol shetashmish b'yom, any type of a thing that only has tashmish by daytime, another b'yom gives birth by daytime, zutana girlis. That means a hen. A hen and its rooster, chicken, only has tashmish at daytime. And therefore the egg only comes out at daytime. We'll soon see what's the nafkamina. Now, kol shetashmish b'layla, little b'layla, anything that has the male or female together at nighttime, Zu atlef, that's the bat. A bat only has tashmish at night time, therefore it only gives birth at night time. Abakol shetashmish bein b'yom or bein b'layla, anything like and the Mar says, Adam, that's an Adam. V'chol the domle, anything like a person, that if they have tashmish, the man and wife, by day and by night, then the locker is that they could give birth either by day or by night. So Amamar, we learned, that kol shetashmish b'yoyim, anything that only has tashmish at daytime, like a hen, is nolad b'yoyim. You should know it only gives birth at daytime. The chicken, the egg has to come out at daytime. Zutana girlis, that's a hen. So the more my nafkamina, what's nafkamina about this, that a hen only lays an egg at daytime? So where it says the big nafkamina about an egg that you found on Yom Tov. Likad Rav Mori, Bred Rav Kana. The Yomarav Mori Bred Rav Kana. Bodak Bekona Shatana Gurlam. Somebody checked out a nest, the nest of the hen. He looked me Erev Yomtiv. He looked on Erev Yomtiv to see if he'll find any eggs there. Vuloi Motza Babetzi. He didn't find any egg there. He checked out the nest Erev Yomtiv, and he did not find any egg there. Ulamachar, he came tomorrow on Yomtiv. Hishkim, he got up very early in the morning, the first thing in the morning. Ulamotza Babetzi, and he found an egg there in the nest. The Lachar is Muteris. From the last halacha, it's mutter. It's not called an egg that was born last night by nighttime on Yom Tov, because an egg is not born at nighttime. It's only born by daytime. So therefore, we say for sure it was born yesterday, Erev Yom Tov. For the Gemara of Aloy Bodek, he checked out the nest Erev Yom Tov. He saw, I didn't see an egg there. So how could he tell me the egg was there? So one teretz says, Eimod Loy Bodek Yofa Yofa. Maybe he did not check it out so good. And the Gemara says, Afilo Bodek Yofa, even if you want to tell me yes, he checked it out very good. Emo, I would say, Yotze Saruba, maybe Rove of it came out on Friday, Erev Yom Tov, or Erev Yom Tov. The husband went back into the mother's stomach, heavy. Okay, Rabbi Yechanan, like Rabbi Yechanan says, since Rove came out yesterday, it's called like it was born yesterday, and now if it comes out, even at now, it could come out even at night time. So they say, Taka came out last night on Yom Tov, but it's not called an egg that was born on Yom Tov, it was called an egg that was born on Erev Yom Tov. Three more Amy, it's not like this. So that's the Kiddush, in other words. And since eggs are not born on nighttime, only by daytime, for sure this egg was not born last night on Yom Tov. And since you checked it out the first thing in the morning, for sure it was an egg that was born on Erev Yom Tov. For the Gemara, Amy, it's not like this. For Yom Rav Yosef, Ben Shaul, Om Rav, Bodak, the Kona Shatana Gurlis. Somebody went to check out the nest of a hen, Meir of Yom Tov on Erev Yom Tov. Vuloi Motza, Babetzin, he did not find an egg there. Ulamachar, and tomorrow on Yom Tov. Hishkin, he got up early the first thing in the morning. Umotza Babetz, and he found an egg there as Asura. The locher is the egg is Asa. Well, what do we say? We say the egg came out last night. So you see, you do see eggs are born at nighttime on Yom Tov. So Meir says, no. Hosam Atayev at the Safna Maria. There we're talking about there was no Zocher, there was no male around. You know how the hen became fertile? From the heat of the ground. So that could be done either by day or by night. In such a case, the egg could be born even at nighttime also. Fred Gimorvi, Hawkey, that's the case. To Rav Mori Nami, how could Rav Mori say the egg is mutter? Because for sure it wasn't born last night. True, it wasn't born last night if it had tashmish with the zachar. But maybe the hen only became fertile from the ground. And the Gemara, then Ihochi, the Rav Mori Nami, Eima Meyarya Safna. And the Gemara, Vedika zachar, the Hador. We're talking about there's a zachar, there's a male around. And the klalad, what do I care if there's a male around? Nami, Eima Meyarya Safna, but it's a suffix. Maybe this hen became fertile from the ground, the heat of the ground, not from the zachar. So my answer is no. Amar Ravina, Ravina says, Gemiri, we learned that kol heichad ika zachar, whenever there's a male around, you should know the locher is loy safna maria. In such a case, this chicken, the hen does not become fertile from the ground. She bedafka waits for a zachar. So in such a case, where there's a zachar around, that was the first halacha. Then if you checked an Erev Yontif, you didn't find it there, even now you find it in the first early in the morning Yontif, we don't say it was born last night on Yontif, but for sure it was born on Erev Yontif, in a case where there's a Zohar around. Now the Gemara says, the Yad Kama, how far away is the Zohar to say that the hen waits for him and they have Tashmish together? Om Rav Gamdo, Mishmei, the Rav, Kolhecha, any case, the Shoma Kolubi Mama. As far as ways you can still hear the voice, when the hen can hear the rooster make noise.